Okay, everyone. I hope you enjoyed those few minutes to think and share and pray together. I hope it wasn't too awkward for you. I hope you enjoyed just listening or talking if you talked and praying if you prayed. We're going to have our second reflection of three reflections today. And this one's from Andrew Adams, who's been preaching with us for a few years now, so I'm sure his face is really familiar to you. He generally likes to preach from the Psalms if he has a choice. So I don't know if he's going to include anything of the Psalms in his reflection today, but I look forward to hearing it and look forward to hearing his reflection on his year. After we hear what he has to say, I'll be back up to just explain what we're doing for this reflection. It'll be slightly different than the previous one.
Well, greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ at Horsley Park Christian Church. I'm going to share a few personal reflections for the year 2021. I'm going to begin with a couple of verses from Psalm 57, verses 1 and 2. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. Sometimes we're given the historical background for a particular psalm. Psalm 57 is one of them. It's a psalm of David when he fled from Saul into the cave. These words of David are so appropriate for this past year of living in COVID times. During the months of hard lockdown, I felt like a cave dweller waiting for the disaster to pass. I'm thankful to God we live in an age of technology that has allowed us to stay connected to one another in hard lockdown via Zoom. And for people who don't normally come to church, to attend services via Zoom and hear the gospel. How great is that? Another verse that comes to mind is Psalm 90, verse 12. It's a psalm of Moses. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. COVID has caused some people to think about the big questions of life they would never bother to think about normally in our very materialistic society, as they've been confronted with the hard reality that life is fragile and money can't save you from COVID. Questions like, is there a God? What happens when I die? For me personally, this year has yet again reminded me that I need the gospel more than ever. I've been a Christian for 47 years, but I'm still a sinner, and I still need to constantly apply the gospel to myself, that Christ died for me, that I'm saved by Christ alone, through faith alone, and all by God's grace alone. The gospel still thrills my heart. Does it still thrill your heart? Another thing that has comforted and encouraged me is Christian music, especially songs by Matt Pepper, From Lament to Hope to Wonder and Praise. In my home church of Blacktown East Presbyterian, there's a godly and gifted woman who taught us four wonderful truths to recite in COVID times. It goes like this. I am a child of God. My Heavenly Father loves me. The Lord Jesus is my Saviour and friend. The Holy Spirit helps me. She suggested we recite these whenever we wash our hands, and I found it a great way to continually reset my heart from fear to faith. What has helped sustain your faith in Christ in 2021?
That was some classic Andrew Adams. He couldn't stay away from the Psalms for very long. But he did share with us some really apt reflections of his year. Apt because I think we can identify with them ourselves personally, and probably as a church as a whole as well. It's been a rough year for everyone. At the end of a rough year, he left us with a really good question. He said, what's been sustaining you this year? What's been sustaining your faith? If you're here today and you're connecting with church and you're connecting with your brothers and sisters in Christ, even though you don't feel like it, it means that you have sustained your faith and that you have persevered. And that's not easy to do in times like this. Really sadly, in our church and in lots of churches across Australia and probably across the world, people haven't really sustained their faith. It's something that has kind of faded and withered a little bit, or maybe a lot, over the past year. So if you're here and you're thinking about just these things that we're talking about today and reflecting on your year with us as a church, that's a really good sign, and I'm really glad that you're persevering. So in your groups, when you chat, I'd love you to have a think about and have a share and share with each other. What's been sustaining your faith? What sort of things have you been doing that has been keeping you fresh? What sort of practices have you put into place to keep you going in your faith? What passages have you been reading? How have you been praying? Even if you haven't done those things consciously, how has God moved you through His Spirit to do them unconsciously? What are those things that God's just been doing in your lives without you thinking that's been sustaining you? So have a think about that. Have a chat, and if you want, you can pray a bit more at the end as well. But I'll give you a few minutes. And in the background, we're going to play one of the songs that Andrew mentioned in his reflections, I think by Matt Pepper. So he sent through a few songs that he really likes. So we'll play one of them while you're chatting, just quietly in the background. And when the song's up, we'll move on to our next thing.